Episode 676 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter. I coach people and organizations to play big. And from my background in executive search for more than 40 years, well, frankly, I do executive job search coaching. I'm also the head coach for jobsearchcoachinghq.com and nobscoachingadvice.com. And welcome. Again, episode 676. I can't believe that number. Now, this is a show that deals with one of those tough interview questions that you really can't win with. It's really about living for another day. No one ever gets hired based upon their answer to this. However, they do get disqualified. Hope you find the show helpful. And by the way, I have another podcast called Job Search Radio. You see, this one is focused on interviewing for 2017. My other show covers everything else. So if you're looking for information about negotiating, resume writing, anything other than interviewing, LinkedIn, cover letters, whatever it is, networking, come subscribe to Job Search Radio. If you listen to my stuff on the web, that show is hosted on webtalkradio.net. If you listen in iTunes or Stitcher, just subscribe. It's a good show. It's a five-day-a-week show, so a little less material, but different than what this one does. Now, let's get going. Today, I want to go back to some of those tough interview questions. And today's question is, what didn't you like about your last job? Or, what don't you like about your job? You know, basically, it's an opportunity where, well, frankly, you can disqualify yourself from being hired. It's not that, like, anything that you're going to say is going to make them go, yeah, that's the guy we want to hire. But it can certainly make them go, this is a guy we've got to stay away from, like the plague. So you want to be smart about your answer and not say anything immature. An immature answer is, I hate my boss, or words to that effect, or my work is boring, or words to that effect. Not necessarily that specific answer, but giving an immature answer where you spend a few minutes trashing your current organization, trashing your job, trashing the people you work for, isn't going to get you hired. It's going to get you rejected. So let's be smart. What do they want to hear from you? You know, if you think about the typical interview question, what they want to hear is, I want to learn. I want to work hard. I want to get ahead. And if you remember that theme over and over again when they ask dumb questions like this, and it really is a dumb question, you're always smart. So here's the way I would suggest answering that question. And again, remember, I'm a big believer you have to act. And even though you may have answered this question 1,000 times already, you have to pretend like it's the first time you've heard the question. It's not like you can sit there and go, I'm ready for that one. You can't act like you're all prepped and rehearsed. You have to make it seem like you're thinking about this for the first time. So you go, that's a great question. As I think about it, probably the thing that has frustrated me the most is I want to be challenged more. Like initially when I started my job, there were new things to learn. There were opportunities for advancement. There was a very clear picture where I felt like I could learn and grow here. And as time has progressed, I've become sufficiently good that I'm seen as indispensable in this role. I want to keep learning and growing because I'm only fill in the blank, 27, 35, 42, whatever it is, because I'm really only such and such age. There's more stuff I want to learn. I want to grow, I want to develop, and I don't want to be seen as the indispensable person around such and such. I want to join an organization that sees me as having an upside, wants to train me, will provide me with mentoring, and help me grow. Because frankly, I believe I have even more of an upside. And what you do by saying that is, it's not like they're going to hear anything going and go, well, that was a good canned answer. They're going to go, okay, he got through that one, and let me give him another one. So recognize, again, this is not an answer that's going to get you hired, but it can be an answer that gets you disqualified.
So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here's a couple of ways that you can engage with me. The first one is connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/in/thebiggamehunter. Mention when you reach out to connect that you listen to the show. I enjoy finding out who my fans are. Next, if you're an executive and you're interested in job search or leadership coaching, email me at jeffaltman@thebiggamehunter.us. In the subject line, put the phrase executive job search coaching or leadership coaching. I'd be happy to help you in either way. I want to be clear, I'm not a recruiter. I'm a coach, helping you play bigger, having a set of eyes and ears on your circumstances so that you don't make mistakes that are costly. If you're not an executive, the best way to engage is with jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I have the best of my information there, plus you can ask me questions throughout your job search. I'll answer them. It'll help you. It'll help other people. There's going to be a community of individuals there that you can also get advice from. Again, jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.